This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Invited to join us on the radio waves. Take control of those airwaves here toll free at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733 as we launch here into the second hour of the program with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian,
Will,
and Mark.
We got more on the way about the terrible, just atrocious conditions in a specific veterans hospital, but I'm sure it's not the only one. Mark, you'll tell us more about that. But also, Bitcoin's on a lot of people's minds with this most recent week being just an amazing week. We talked in detail about it last night with Roger Ver from Bitcoin.com. If you missed that interview live, then you can always go back and listen to it over at freetalklive.com. But July is on the line with us, calling from Minnesota, listening in the northern part of the state to WNMT. Hey, July.
My name is Julie.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's okay. That's
it is
okay.
Not spelled that way here in my call screening software. So, Julie, welcome to Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
I want to talk about Bitcoin.
Sure.
The very first time I heard about it was actually through you guys this spring.
Mm-hmm.
And, I started doing the research and I'm like, you start to go crazy a little bit, like you don't know where to start, this and that. And so basically, like in the last 2 weeks, I bought my first Bitcoin.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And it's you guys I have to thank for that. But I was also that girl that I ended up purchasing some like really expensive information, and I'm not going
to
tell you how
it's
much.
A little hard to. It's, I don't know if you're on a speakerphone or you're not talking directly into your phone, but it was a little hard to hear you there. Could you say that?
Oh, okay. All right. I was on speaker because it's. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, so thank you. That's much better.
Yeah. So I had bought some. Like, I signed up for some. It was kind of expensive information, and I don't want to say how much I paid for it, but I just felt like I had to do that so that. Because
Wait.
Oh. She signed up for a Bitcoin class.
You signed up for what kind of information?
I don't want to tell you. But it was one of those sites that, pay this much and we'll give you this kind of information,
But what kind of information? I mean, you don't have to tell me exactly what the class was or the website or whatever, but what kind of information would you be paying for about Bitcoin?
Okay, so what I paid for, the information I got is basically how to buy Bitcoin. They also had other recommendations of, other cryptocurrency to get into.
And what did they recommend as far as how, because this, to me, this is like red alert. I'm already hearing scam warning. So, like, what was their recommendation, if you can say, as to how to buy Bitcoin? Again, just kind of generally, what were they recommending?
What they were recommending, I wish I had the information in front of me because I don't usually get on the radio, so I'm kind of nervous.
That's okay. It's just us. Just pretend like you're talking to us. There's not 100,000 people listening.
Okay. All right. They just had a series of information like, going to Bittrex, do this, go here. They had the self-tutorials. Because before I bought this, I thought I didn't even know. I was that girl that I'm like, nobody's heard of this. Where I live, nobody knows anything about cryptocurrency. No one's interested in it. And I just thought, I got to get into this, and.
Okay, I'm glad to hear you mentioned Bittrex. That's one of the Bitcoin exchanges out there. So that is a legitimate way to acquire Bitcoin, although it's, I don't know if it's that easy to get dollars into it.
It's funny that I only said Bittrex because it started with a B.
I
signed up through was Coinbase.
Coinbase. Okay. That's a good way for a newbie to get into purchasing Bitcoin.
And if I didn't purchase this information, I may not have stumbled across that. Especially if you're someone, I am slightly compulsive. I do want to mention that, I would have been that person taking chances, like, well, I'm just going to go here and do this, buy that. And I didn't want to do that. I thought, well,
yeah, you
got to
be careful. There are scams out there, which is why I was like, whoa, somebody's going to charge you to tell you how to buy Bitcoin. Because I'm sure
you can find that at Bitcoin.com.
Right. I think Bitcoin.com will help you with that. And I'm sure there's a zillion tutorials out there on the internet. So, you know, to anybody listening, no, you don't have to pay someone to tell you how to do this. Many Bitcoiners like myself are more than happy to, you know, kind of give you a quick rundown on what to do. But then again, like you said, you don't know of any Bitcoin meetups in your area, so you didn't know how to connect with anybody.
Yeah, I didn't know how to connect with anyone. And the thing is, when people start finding this out, obviously we're going to, you know, let's say in the next few years at some point, I would never advocate anyone to do what I did. I just knew that I had to do it, and that was it. And so far, I have not regretted it because there was a lot of viable information in there, or at least that I thought was valuable to me, you know. And
well, good. Yeah, it sounds like you learned a thing or two from it. So
right.
You're happy
and it,
with
it also helped
just
me save time, so I wasn't – because I was spinning my wheels for months, ever since March.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like,
yeah.
I had to
you can totally dig in as deep into this world as you want. Like you were saying, you know, where do you begin? There's a lot to learn if you want to.
Right.
You can learn as much or as little as you want about Bitcoin. You don't have to know exactly how it works to know that it does work, or at least it did. Bitcoin's kind of broken right now with its very high fees and its slow confirmation time. So it's kind of
check
messed
out
up
Dash
at the moment. Dash
and that's what I wanted to talk about, too, because then yesterday or the last couple of days when it started dropping would have been my first moment of, oh, my God, what's going on? What's going on? But it's still exciting, you know.
Because
I put in the amount that I could afford to lose. That was what was critical.
Yep.
And that's what I got from this information, too, where I may not have done that. I might have went, oh, I'm just going to jump in and do this much and this much. And so I was very conservative, except that I did pay a lot for this information. But, you know, but
how
now
much
that's
did you pay for this tutorial?
What's that?
How much did you pay for this tutorial?
I don't want to tell you.
You're embarrassed. It was that much, huh?
Yes, it was that much.
Hopefully it makes you some money.
Julie, thank you for sharing tonight. I appreciate your story. And if you want, check out meetup.com. Sometimes there might be a group around that maybe you didn't know existed. That might be a way to find, search for maybe Bitcoin or cryptocurrency in there and see if you can find something locally. And then you can connect with some other folks in your area. And thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Our toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And, things are very slow on the Bitcoin blockchain right now. There's some reasons for that. We can talk about that when we get the chance. We can also go to your calls and thoughts. Philip is on the line in Michigan on Skype. Hello, Philip.
Hey, guys.
Hey there.
I know a year and a half ago or so, your home and studio was raided and you were robbed by people from the federal government. I was wondering what happened to that and if you've heard anything since then.
We don't talk about it because we're afraid that they might come back at some point. Nothing. I mean,
no news is good news.
Nothing.
As far as I can tell. I mean, it's not good that they still have 50 electronic devices that they 53
thousands of dollars worth of computing devices.
Probably
that
over
they took
$10,000,
which are probably now all junk and full of spam bots that we'll never use for anything.
Who knows if we're ever going to see any of that equipment again, because as far as I can tell, they can just keep an investigation open for as long as they want. So, you know, there's no statute of limitations on, hey, you guys, are you done investigating yet? No? Oh, okay. I guess we'll just keep waiting. So,
and as an IT professional, I would never trust equipment that came back from the federal government again. I would just sell it or trash it or something.
Really? Even if you, like, format the hard drives, it's still too dangerous?
Well, you know, there's firmware, the hardware could be modified.
Yeah.
You don't know what's happened to that thing since it's left your custody.
Yep, that's a good point. I would still want to take some files off of there, so I'd probably, like, hook it up to a Linux machine or something and, try to access some of the files on there. Because they got some footage that I don't have anywhere else, like when Sam Dotson, one of our former co-hosts who ended up leaving New Hampshire, he actually came back and went to court to settle up a warrant that was out for his arrest for, like, the last 5 or 6 years. And I was there recording that. It happened just a couple weeks before the raid, so I never got the chance to actually get that footage onto the internet. So there are a couple of things that I didn't have backups of that I sure would like to get back, but nothing super critical. Luckily, most of that stuff was backed up.
Yep. Off-site cloud storage, good stuff.
Well, did you just call to ask how that was going? Because there has been something in the news about it recently. I don't know if you caught the headlines.
No, I that's all I call, but sure, it's got more.
So I don't know if I've got it here in front of me, but basically, oh, yeah, here it is, from mintpressnews.com. This was reported in a couple different places. The way they busted this site, and thanks, Phil, for the call tonight, was they did basically a hacking tool that they installed onto a child pornography site that the federal government had taken over operation of for a couple of weeks, and they released this hacking tool on that site, which then hacked into the visiting computers. Turns out they were also blindly hacking computers in Russia, China, and Iran, and that may result
while they were distributing child porn.
Consequences. Government. Yeah, it's Free Talk Live.
Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash at Dash.org and help build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at Dash.org.
Fireplaces and wood stoves are wonderful to have and provide low-cost heating, but they've got their drawbacks too. One of them is the increased likelihood that your home will burn. My primary advice is to use to never let fire into your home and make sure that you have an extinguisher on every floor and the garage, and that everyone knows how to use it. But if you love your wood stove, don't want to give it up, make sure that you keep things away from it and have a professional clean it every year. The pro will make sure the chimney is properly functioning also. Make sure to dispose of your ashes outside too. I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and You can dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype. So Skype on in here. Skype username, lrn.fm. Joining you here tonight, you've got Ian.
Will.
And Mark.
As we continue, we'll take your calls and thoughts about whatever's on your mind. We just had one of our callers ask about the FBI raid against the Free Talk Live studios that happened. Oh, God, what was that? March? I think it was March of
2016.
Of 2016. So not quite 2 years ago, but coming up on it. And they have not given us anything back yet. No one has been charged with any sort of charges. Although I got to give them credit. They did give me back my video camera. When I asked, we asked them for the video camera back because it could not possibly be used to store anything on it. It was just a camera, an SD card based camera, so they can keep the SD card. Just can we please have the camera back? They actually did give that back. So
they didn't do that completely of their own volition, though. There was a trade involved.
There was kind of a trade involved in that, and that had to do with assistance in an actual child porn investigation because somebody sent us in email, some anonymous person sent multiple hosts of this show what ostensibly was child pornography in the emails.
And they claimed responsibility for that.
And they claimed responsibility for the reason why the FBI raided us in the first place. So we gave them whatever information we could about this person and whatever little bit that we did, you know, speculate about that person. So that's why they gave the camera back. But they didn't have to give the camera back, and they did. But the other 52 or 53 pieces of equipment that they took, they're still in their custody. The Daily Beast has reported, according to ZeroHedge.com, on newly unsealed documents that show the FBI blindly hacked into computers in Russia, China, and Iran during a wide-ranging investigation that led to the bust of a global child pornography operation and the liberation of sexual abuse victims. During a hacking operation in which U.S. authorities broke into thousands of computers around the world to investigate child pornography, the FBI has hacked a number of targets in Russia, China, and Iran. The news signals the bold future of policing on the so-called dark web, where investigators are increasingly deploying malware without first knowing which country their suspect is located in. Legal experts and commentators say the approach of blindly kicking down digital doors in countries not aligned with the United States could lead to geopolitical fallout. Now, just to be clear, what they did here was a magistrate judge in Virginia, I believe it was, authorized the FBI to just go ahead and put hacking software on everybody's computer that connects to this website that the FBI was operating, this child pornography website called Playpen. And
yeah, to be clear, the Federal Bureau of Investigation was distributing child pornography.
That's correct, ostensibly to catch child pornographers.
And apparently causing international incidents in the process.
Right.
Now, and the reason this claim that they somehow freed people who were sex slaves, that's brand new to me.
Yeah, I don't know what level of truth there is to that.
I've heard nothing. How did that happen? How does taking over a website free anybody?
From the stories I've seen, it seems like the supermajority of the people they busted were just people who possessed child pornography. So they raided the homes of the people who ostensibly had gone to this website, and in some of their confiscations of the equipment they found actual child pornography. But they might have actually busted some of the purveyors of it, right? So there's the people who create it, and then there's the people who download it. They may have actually gotten some of the creators.
I've kept a pretty good eye on this story, considering that they tried to implicate us in it. And I've only seen a dozen or so people who got arrested, and they were downloaders. I haven't seen this distributor, this creators of child pornography.
Well, Playpen was a site on the dark web, and the federal government started operating it for about 2 weeks when they took it over. They deployed what they described as a network investigative technique. Now, that's bureaucrat speak for a hacking tool, basically. Now, whether that technique was utilized on all the computers who connected to the site or only a certain portion, it's still not clear exactly how that technique worked, because when they charged one of these people with this crime, so-called crime, in that particular case, the person who was charged challenged the warrant itself. They challenged they said, hey, not only are we going to challenge the warrant, but since you're going to use this evidence against us, well, then you need to go ahead as part of discovery and show us the program. You're saying you used this network investigative technique. Well, as part of the discovery process where you have to show us your evidence in the case, we want you to show us the program. We want to be able to read the code. We want to see what it was that you put on the client's computer.
If you get a speeding ticket, you're allowed to see the
certification for the radar.
The certification for the radar. If you you're facing charges because of fingerprints, you're allowed to see what process they went through. You're allowed to see this stuff. This is how court works.
But you weren't if you were the guy in this case, because the FBI basically told the court, no, we don't want to show that. And so the judge said, the judge had another hearing and let them make their argument as to why he shouldn't order the defense to be given the full, information on this hacking tool. And the government made their argument behind closed doors, mind you. And so presumably the argument was like, well, we need this tool to catch more perverts or, terrorists or whatever it was that they want to use this tool for again in the future.
National security.
And the judge basically said, well, okay, you've got two choices. One, you reveal the network investigative technique, reveal the code to the defense per discovery rules, or you can drop the charges. And so the FBI, rather than reveal what actually was in this tool that they had, they dropped the charges against this guy, and he walked.
That is something that you, as the public, really, really want to know. Like, what is so secret, dirty? Because when I hear something that the government doesn't want me to know, my immediate feeling is like, okay, what dirty thing are you doing with my money to me?
Exactly.
Like, how are you raping me that I don't even know about?
Yeah, so that's how important this tool is to them, that they were willing to lose a case in order to protect whatever this tool happens to be. So far, no one knows.
Well,
it's just speculation.
The presumption is that the case, that's the idea, right? This is a child pornography case, mm-hmm. and therefore the person that they're charging is victimizing a child. They're letting a child victimizer walk rather than revealing whatever technique it is that they used here.
I'm just going to go out on a limb here and say and put my conspiracy theorist hat on and be like, they have the ability to crack all of our computers and they don't want us to know, and they're willing to let a pervert off to make sure that the public doesn't find out that anytime they want to, they could access every computer in this room.
Edward Snowden revealed that information. I mean,
yeah, but now the CIA would literally be showing us the code for how they're able to do it.
So here's the problem with this exploit that they did. Because this was over Tor, which stands for the Onion Router, it's a supposedly anonymizing system for the Internet, but it just keeps getting cracked in so many different ways. I don't know how anonymous it really is. But supposedly, it's anonymous. And so the only way they could identify who the people were was to deliver this hacking tool to their computers in whatever jurisdiction they happen to be, whether it be China, Russia, you name it. They actually, according to the story here, they hacked over 8,000 computers in 120 countries because they don't know where you are if you're in one of their jurisdictions until the hacking tool's on the computer to then gather information about what the IP address is and all of that. So they had to, by their own rules, go ahead and do this, but it might have been illegal. More coming up.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world. And they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you can bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well, so do feel free to Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio here, it's Ian,
Will,
and Mark.
We've been talking about the federal government not only hacking people's computers inside the United States, but also outside of the United States, giving you an update on the latest from what was called the Playpen, which was a website the federal government was running, distributing child pornography for a couple of weeks straight. And I forget what the statistics were, but they were very, very high numbers. Like, this was apparently a very popular place. So they distributed thousands upon thousands of images and videos in the 2 weeks that they were operating that particular website. All the while deploying what they called a network investigative technique to as many of the computers as they possibly could to try to gather their IP address information and other potentially identifying information from that person's computer. But in order to do that, they had to deliver this, basically this hacking tool, that's another term for network investigative technique, a piece of malware that infected these people's computers and then transmitted information from their computer back to the FBI. Well, the thing is, they didn't know in advance where the people that were coming to the website were coming from. They couldn't have, because it's a Tor system, an anonymizing system for the Internet, the Tor router, or the Onion router, as it's called. So they didn't know. So they've just been blindly hacking, as they claim here in the story from the Daily Beast and Mint News. The FBI hacked over 8,000 computers in 120 countries, including across South America, Europe, and the United States. It has led to hundreds of arrests, as well as identification and rescue, they claim, of hundreds of victims of child abuse, according to the FBI's own figures. However, something the FBI has kept quiet is that the Bureau also hacked computers in countries that have a particularly volatile relationship with the U.S., especially around issues of malicious hacking, including Russia, Iran, and China. Now, the FBI identifies or justifies these types of intrusions as so-called necessary when foreign law enforcement is slow to cooperate or not receptive to the intelligence presented. FBI Special Agent Daniel Alfin said during testimony in a related case, quote, "Some foreign countries are very slow to act on the information that they receive because it has to go through official diplomatic channels," unquote. Although it's unlikely that Germany or the UK, let alone Russia or Iran, would readily excuse evidence of cyber intrusions by the United States should they discover it. So is this an international incident that we're talking about here? Is this a criminal act on the part of the FBI? Probably not, but it's probably not going to be helpful.
It is a criminal act on the part of the FBI, but it won't be treated
as one. Nothing will happen
to the FBI. I mean,
the Federal Bureau of Investigations distributed hundreds of thousands of images of child pornography.
The very act they say is a crime.
While attempting to arrest people who then accepted the images of child pornography.
From the FBI.
So possessing pictures of child pornography is bad. They did bad things. Lots and lots and lots of bad things.
So they're not going to arrest themselves.
No. I would say on Earth there are probably like a dozen completely unaccountable organizations across the globe. You know, like the Israeli Mossad can come to Australia with stolen American passports and assassinate a political leader from an Arab country, and it's on the news for 2 days, but that's really the end of it. The FBI can literally get caught spying on the Queen of England or on the Prime Minister of Germany, and it's on the news for 2 or 3 days, and then it's just, you know, like, these people are, and that's just it, though. We as a society and as a populace globally have come to a point where we expect bad behavior from bureaucrats and from the government so much that we've become acquiescent.
It's so bad that, that's why I actually thanked the agents for not shooting my dog when they were here. Just because I expect the worst, right? Like, I expected them to go ahead and just blast the dog.
Expect them to shoot you.
Because they could.
Probably because your roommate was standing here naked.
You think that distracted them?
It certainly made them uncomfortable.
Which one?
His name was TJ.
We used to work for the NSA.
TJ the Spy.
Oh, TJ the Spy! Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, he was butt naked at the time. It was hilarious.
That's great.
It was so funny. And there's video out there. He just hasn't put it online yet, so maybe someday we'll get to actually show that, because it was pretty entertaining. All right, so, we're trying to look on the bright side of what was
like
not
my
very...
daughter peeing in the floor of the bureaucrat's office while they're like, tearing my van apart.
Oh, this was at the border.
Yeah, it's the same thing, you know. It's amusing when you see these bureaucrats there.
You got to find the humor in it. You have to, or it'll, you know, drive you insane, the fact that, you know, total strangers can come into your home, toss the entire thing, and walk away, and there's, you know, nothing you can do about it.
And no accountability if they find out they were wrong.
Total to strangers that were distributing hundreds of thousands of images of child pornography. And then when they come in to take hard drives out of your computer, for instance, if your computer has 4 hard drives, they only take 1 out of the 4. They're all sitting right next to each other.
Yeah, that
happened. Look completely identical.
Yeah, it wasn't like they missed them.
It was the strangest thing. I mean, it just said to me, like, we're going to take this hard drive, fill it up with whatever the hell we want, bring it back. Call you whatever we want to call you.
Well, thankfully they haven't done that.
No?
So anyway, that's the latest there in that story. And the toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Mark, you never got into the details, the dirty details of this Manchester Veterans Administration Hospital that is just in awful, awful shape. So what's going on?
Yeah, happy Veterans Day to everybody out there. I want to let them know how they treat the veterans because, you know, it's my belief that veterans really don't need your thanks. They need the government to do what it said it was going to do in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Going on here from BostonGlobe.com, this is what the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs says a four-star hospital looks like. This hospital got four stars. One operating room's been abandoned since last October because exterminators couldn't get rid of the flies. Doctors had to cancel surgeries in another OR last month after they discovered what appeared to be rust or blood on two sets of surgical instruments that were supposedly sterile. This has been a few months, by the way. This is the best story I could come up with. There are new aspects to the story, but nothing that's really sort of as disgusting as maggots in your operating room.
That's pretty gross.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Maggots anywhere. Yeah. Always. Just going to set you off.
Yeah, I'm thinking that they're not using them to eat out the gangrenous skin or something. So yeah, thousands of patients, including some with life-threatening conditions, struggle to get any care at all because the program for setting up appointments with outside specialists has broken down. One man still hasn't gotten an appointment to see an oncologist this spring, more than 4 weeks after a diagnosis of lung cancer. This guy's got lung cancer. He needs to see a cancer doctor. And, oh, sorry, we just can't figure that out. Our computer program's not working. Sorry. Oh, and thank you for your service. All the lip service for veterans, it's fine and everything. But what these people really need is the medical care to deal with the harm.
But this has been going on and on and on. I mean, I can remember back more than a decade ago.
It goes on, Ian, because people continue to give the military a pass.
Well, no, they always make a big deal like, oh, my goodness, I can't believe that these veterans' hospitals are in such bad shape. We need to get in there, and we need to hire some new bureaucrats to run this program. I'll tell you what, we're going to blame all this on the old administration, and now this new administration, we're going to get in there and clean up this hospital, and it's going to look great. In fact, we're going to spend millions of dollars. We're going to open up a brand new hospital. Look how clean. Look how clean now. And then everybody just goes back to, you know, business as usual. And then, you know, 5 years later or whenever the next story comes out, it's like, boom, scandal, another veterans hospital that's filthy with, you know, medicines that are poisoned and, you know, people being given the wrong pills and all these stories. It never changes.
Well, I wish that people, when they talk to the young people that are going into the military, and this, you know, these are the 16, 17, 18-year-olds are making this decision. Please give them real information about what they're joining. Don't just say, oh, what a good boy you are.
This is Free Talk Live.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The Crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The Crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The Crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the Crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels, or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratswithoutborders.com. we won't be hard to find.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
When you have sleep apnea, traveling can be a real drag because you have to drag your big, bulky home CPAP device with you everywhere you go. But not anymore. Now you can travel easily and sleep comfortably anywhere thanks to Transcend, the world's very first mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. So call now, 1-800-962-5369. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so incredibly small and light, you can easily fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't delay. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-5369. Again, that's 1-800-962-5369.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Toll free live Saturday edition here, Veterans Day as well. You're welcome to call in to bring up anything you want. We're talking about yet another horrific example of veterans medical care with another veterans hospital, this time with flies flying around all over the place in at least one operating room that they claim that the pest control guys just claim that it couldn't get rid of them. And if that's the case, by the way, if you can't just get in there and get rid of some flies, that means they're somewhere they're like generating and they don't even know where they are.
It's your Veterans Affairs Hospital with extra maggoty goodness.
Yeah, lovely. And then what was the other thing? They found some medical equipment, some tools that they were going to use in
bloody,
an operating
rusty,
room.
Tool.
It was bloody, like coated with like old grimy blood that was on there that supposedly they'd been
cleaned.
Yeah. Sanitized.
And probably the worst thing is that their system for referring people to outside care, just, you know, the software's just broken and nobody seems to care or want to do anything about it.
So this is the newest scandal. And you were talking about how, you know, the veterans deserve to have the medical care they were promised. But, of course, this is the same talking point that it gets brought up, whether it's the Bush administration, whether it's Obama, whether it's Trump or, you know, Clinton or whoever. It's always the same old story. And there's a reason why. We need to talk about that. We'll also take your calls at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And it's not because the people who are running the federal government don't care. I mean, if you talk to the, you know, the representatives and the senators, surely they'll tell you how much they care about the military veterans. Well, maybe they really don't, but they're going to act like they care. They're going to be like, we're going to do what it takes. We're going to get in there. We're going to clean out this hospital. We're going to spend millions of dollars. We're going to remodel it. We're going to hire new bureaucrats. And then they act like they're doing something, act like they're actually having an effect. And sure enough, you can see, look, they spent a bunch of money. They cleaned up. They built it. Maybe they even tore the old one down, built a new one. Of course, that's shiny when it's brand new, but then give it another decade and see, you know, how the bureaucracy that has no incentive to actually care ends up treating that particular piece of property and the people within it. Because once it's all shiny and new, the news media just looks away. They go find some other story to go look at. Oh, they changed a bureaucrat. They changed the head of the hospital out. That's going to change everything. But the thing that doesn't change is the incentives or the lack of the incentives that are there. So it's not that some bureaucrats don't want to help. I'm sure a lot of them really do want to help, like some of the nurses or the doctors in that organization. But many of them are hamstrung by bureaucracy and all of the rules that are involved and how frustrating and difficult it must be to work within a bureaucracy like that. Plus, you got the same old problem with, you know, a lot of bureaucrats where, you know, they can't get fired. So there are some bad ones who are just psychos or, you know, sociopaths within these jobs who basically can't get removed from their positions because they're, you know, tenured in or whatever. This is common amongst all bureaucracies. This is a bureaucracy that happens to deal with people's health. So the fallout, instead of just normal waste like you get in a typical bureaucracy, the fallout here is people's lives.
Well, I had a friend that was in the Navy. He's in his 60s in Central Florida, and you know, talking about the, like, putting lipstick on a pig, so to speak, of fixing things.
Yeah.
So he goes in for a simple knee surgery, contracts MRSA from the hospital, and has to have his leg amputated above the knee. They let him go, oddly enough, they let him go to a private hospital to have that surgery done. But now here's their grand solution. They put signs up, and they put places that you could get hand sanitizer. They put hand sanitizer dispensers up. And that was their solution to a hospital-wide MRSA infection outbreak that,
God,
a simple surgery and you're losing your leg from the thigh down.
Yeah. Wow.
That brings me to the next paragraph here. When patients from Manchester Veterans Affairs Medical Center are referred to outside specialists, those physicians are sometimes dismayed by their condition and medical history. A Boston neurosurgeon lamented several Manchester patients sent to him had suffered needless spinal damage, including paralysis, because the hospital had not provided proper care for a treatable spine condition.
And the other thing about bureaucracy,
very treatable, is how they describe this on NPR.
But the other thing about mad because we're not standing up. Like, somebody wants to kneel during the national anthem, and that's
angry.
That, let's get angry about that. But
football,
you know,
players are not standing up for my favorite song, but you're not going to do anything about their hospitals.
Yeah.
The veterans don't need that kind of help. Patriotism is not palliative. It is not going to fix this.
Need
to actually hold your politicians responsible and stop sending your children.
This.
Wait a second.
You can't fix it.
You can fix it.
You can abolish the VA.
Sending your kids into the care of these senseless organizations that don't care about them.
No doubt. Yeah. I mean, the best way to fix this problem is to never join the military in the first place, and then you won't end up likely with PTSD. At least you won't be as likely to contract a case of
until Bernie gets his hospitals
of PTSD. So, you know, you can't fix this problem by changing the bureaucracy around. That's not going to work. The Veterans Administration is I imagine a humongous bureaucracy. I don't know what their budget is, but it's got to be tremendous. So the question is, how do you end this insanity? Because people are still going to keep joining the military. besides abolishing the entire military, you could abolish the veterans' hospitals and then, you know, have the military actually pay to the private market to go and get these people the help that they
need. That's done in many, many cases, but, you know, in this case, the software broke down and people just couldn't get the service. Sorry.
The software didn't make maggots. The software didn't make unclean tools.
That's much as true.
Yeah.
And the other thing I'd like to say is this is probably not just one veterans hospital.
No, it's definitely not just one. This is the latest one.
Yeah.
This is the one where somebody actually revealed publicly what everybody who's working there already knew about and was trying to keep under the wraps.
You mentioned a hospital in Manchester, New Hampshire. I was talking about a hospital all the way down in Central Florida, literally the opposite end of the East Coast. So, I mean, yeah. This is a national problem.
It is. I used to know a guy in Florida who was in Vietnam. He was a cab driver down in Sarasota who I knew, and he was convinced that his doctor at the VA hospital was trying to kill him,
yeah.
Based on his recommendations, prescriptions that he was giving him, because the doctor's going to get paid whether or not you live or die. The doctor at the Veterans Administration, I'm not saying this is true of all of them, I'm sure there are some that try to do the best they can in a broken system, but some of them.
If they get rid of you, that trims the budget, and now they can get paid more.
Well, in theory. At the very least, it's one less patient they have to see during the day.
I'm sure that it's just like public defender's offices. Like they're more than likely
move them through,
massively overworked and just creating an assembly line.
Let's go to Ricky. He's in Pennsylvania on Skype. Go ahead, Ricky.
Brother Ian, Brother Mark, and Brother Will, good evening. That's the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Yes. What's on your mind?
Well, I was going to talk about Federalists and Russians, but now you're talking about, I was thinking about talking about these poor veterans. Your choice, Brother Ian.
Veterans, go.
All right. Well, Ricky from the Commonwealth. Well, I will say I have a lady friend who is going to be taking my pictures shortly, but she is very busy. But the thing is, she's a veteran. Oh, yeah, I've been in there. I know a lot of veterans. I notice how they've been treated, too. You see, her story... See, back when she was in Vietnam, she was over in Germany. And what ended up happening is she got mixed up into something that didn't involve her by an individual who was involved in things he shouldn't have been. He was a traitor. He was a traitor, a Russian traitor, mind you. Now, the fact of the matter is, he was hacking their systems from inside.
In Vietnam?
No, she was in Germany.
In Germany. Okay.
She was in Germany. And he was an operative, had security clearance,
okay.
And he was some form of an agent that she isn't even clear on.
So he was an agent from some other country?
No, he was one of ours, one of our military, but he was a traitor.
So he was working for another country, is what you're saying?
Correct. Okay. Now, the thing is, now she got mixed up into that, and the military had two choices to do with this. Well, what they ended up doing is they went with it. That's what they do. This just happened.
Went with what?
Because she ended up getting involved, and he ended up using her.
So they punish her?
Well, it depends on how you look at this. What happened is she was brought in. She was put on drugs.
Another reason not to join the military is they will force drug a lot of the people involved. Thanks, Ricky, for the call tonight. I don't know if I want to hear the rest. It sounds pretty awful. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. So, yeah, if you want your kids to end up dead or with PTSD or possibly having some experimental medication foisted upon them, then let them join the military. Or if you'd rather they have a productive, happy life, you'd probably want to keep them out of that and get them a real job. Or a real career or skill. 855-450-FREE like freedom. You can join us here. Hour number 3 is coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
You look stressed, Marie. Everything okay? Well, I'm a little worried. Scott got a letter from the IRS that we owe $30,000. Now third-party collectors are calling. The IRS may start garnishing our wages, and we just can't afford that.
Relax, Marie. Just do what Mark and I did and call Community Tax.
Community Tax's highly accredited team of tax professionals knows how to protect your savings and stop wage garnishments, audits, levies, liens, and property seizures. Depending on your circumstances, you may only have to pay a fraction of what you owe. If you owe the IRS back taxes you can't afford to pay, call our toll-free hotline to learn how you can resolve your tax problem and potentially save thousands of dollars. Don't pay a penny more than what you have to, and don't be fooled by scams or harassed by collection agencies. Even if you're already in a payment plan, call now for a free consultation. For your free 5-minute best price guarantee quote that could save you thousands, call 800-792-8287. That's 800-792-8287. 800-792-8287.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.